Fishermen in 8 southern states are asking the government to crack down on imports of cheap shrimp. They filed a petition yesterday with the Commerce Department claiming countries such as China, Vietnam, and India are dumping low-price farm-raised shrimp on the U.S. market. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Americans eat more than 1 billion pounds of shrimp each year, making it the nation's top-selling kind of seafood. But even as consumption has grown, the domestic shrimp industry has declined. Along the southern shoreline, from North Carolina to Texas, shrimpers say they're making just half as much money as they did 3 years ago, while imports of foreign seafood have sharply risen. Cheryl Styron owns a fishing business and is mayor of the waterfront town of Oriental, North Carolina.
People that own boats were having trouble making boat payments and insurance payments, and they're struggling. And the money's not there, and the people's heart's not there like it used to be, and it's frustrating.
Now, domestic shrimp producers are calling on the Bush administration to come to their aid. The Southern Shrimp Alliance, a group of fishermen and seafood processors, has filed a petition with the Commerce Department requesting duties on shrimp imported from 6 nations: China, Thailand, Vietnam, India, Ecuador, and Brazil. Alliance spokeswoman Deborah Regan charges those countries illegally subsidize shrimp producers, then flood the U.S. with cheap seafood.
The foreign governments have been providing financing for the development of farm-raised shrimp. They are selling into the U.S. for less than what they'd sell it for in their home market, and that's after you take out freight and additional cost to actually get it over here.
The shrimpers' petition accuses the 6 nations of violating international anti-dumping laws, which are designed to prevent countries from selling products overseas at artificially low prices. Regan says in the past 3 years, shrimp prices have dropped from $6 a pound to about $3. Meanwhile, she says seafood plants in the southeast have laid off nearly half their workers.
The current dockside price for shrimp are similar to those last seen in the 1960s. So as a result of the low dockside prices, companies are closing, unemployment's rising, boats can't afford to go out to sea, and local communities are being devastated along the coast of 8 southern states.
The group's petition won quick support yesterday from several members of Congress who represent the coastal South. But the proposed tariffs face opposition from foreign governments and from a number of domestic industries, including seafood distributors, shrimp processors, grocery stores, and restaurants, businesses that benefit from lower seafood prices. Warren Connolly of the American Seafood Distributors Association says if duties are imposed, it's shrimp lovers who'll suffer.
The effect on consumers is they're going to pay a lot more for shrimp in the grocery store or at the restaurant, and they're going to find less selection. And it's also going to hurt those companies in the retail business and in the restaurant business that depend on imported shrimp.
Connolly calls the unfair trade allegations wildly overblown. He says foreign shrimp is less expensive because it's raised on farms, unlike American seafood, which is usually caught wild from boats with large nets.
Farming of shrimp is a much more cost-effective way of doing it. Unlike fishing for shrimp, you can regulate the size of the shrimp. You can produce exactly the kind of shrimp that customers in the U.S. want. And you can produce a greater volume because you can farm it intensively if you choose.
The Commerce Department is expected to decide next month whether to investigate the trade allegations, but it could take longer than a year for Washington to decide if it will prop up domestic shrimpers by imposing duties on imported seafood. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.